You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello all and welcome back. Hope you're having a great start to the week, and thank you everyone for getting in touch, sharing your thoughts and opinions. Best place to do so, comment section below, and if you have a longer story, maybe some pictures, you can email hi@choosedirtdobbs.com. This will be the last podcast episode from this apartment. We have specifically kept this furniture, the table and the side cabinet here for the final podcast. Everything here now is all completely gone. So there's a lot to get through today, loads of exciting stuff. None more so than this. This is not just relevant for UK bikers and enthusiasts. This could be relevant for everyone. MotoGP, they're the distributors of a large number of brands of motorcycles in the UK. They are having a massive sell-off of their Royal Enfields. My guess is, and if I'm wrong, I will correct myself next week. My guess is they are now no longer the distributors of Royal Enfield in the UK. Apologies if I'm wrong. I think that's what is going on here. What that means is, number one, they are selling their new / pre-registered Royal Enfields, some at phenomenal discounts. And on top of that, this is where it gets even more interesting. They're selling off all of their old stock of Royal Enfields, including some really interesting vintage bikes with incredible histories. Go to motogb.co.uk. What I've done for ease of finding some of these examples to give you, I've typed in just Royal Enfield. This will show every single one of the Royal Enfield motorbikes that they're currently selling off. I've put price high to low. The only reason I've done that is so I can show you a few of the more exclusive bikes that they've got. Take a look at this one to start off. Royal Enfield 1951 International 6-day trials bike, £14,999. The X-Works Jack Stocker 1951 International 6-day trial gold medal winning 1951 Royal Enfield 495cc. Registration number, frame number, also stamped at the crankcase. This is legit. This is one of the bikes that did the 1951 International 6-day trial. And it's even got pics of the bike itself. There you can see it. Number on the registration, 547. Registration 547. That is a pic of the bike doing the International 6-day trial. What a way to start off. Next up, the Continental GT 650. This is the special edition. I thought these had all gone to collectors, but look, here's one of them, £10,000. And then you've got one of those 120th anniversary special edition Royal Enfield Interceptors. Imagine going to the MotoGP headquarters and seeing all of these fascinating bikes lined up. Here's a bike I know well and I've ridden it. This is Danny's old bike. Classic 500 Tribute in black, £7,000. And then if we get to the newer stuff that doesn't course, quite have that level of history. You've got really incredible stuff like this. 535. I mean, they stopped making these, I'm sure, about 9 years ago. £5,999. This is before Royal Enfield took over the world with their modern classics. This is the last bike of the old school Royal Enfields. But this is it. Listen to this one. Your chance to own the first ever. This is insane. The first ever Royal Enfield Continental GT535 to roll off the production line. Chassis number 000001. There's only ever one number one, and this is it. I haven't pre-checked these beforehand, so apologies for my ridiculous levels of enthusiasm. Just crazy, the stuff that's here. You know, I could go on and on with this and do a whole episode on it, but I need to move on to keep things diverse. But look at some of the new models here, or newer models. You can get a Scram 411, brand new, £3,200. That's a £1,700 discount. I'll just do this one to wrap it up here. Classic 500 trials, another one here. £5,000 for one of these again. These haven't been sold in such a long time. The Old Man of Darcy and the Old Man has one of those. Okay, I'll leave it there, but if you've got some time, go and check out MotoGB. Incredible what they've got. Right, I'm off on a tangent. Let me carry on now. On to the Widowmaker. This has come in from last week. It wasn't my bike of the week, but it was really close to being my bike of the week. The Suzuki SV1000. This came out, I think, the early 2000s. It was the big V-twin 1000cc monster from Suzuki. This was really divisive, this bike. A lot of people say, yes, that is an awesome machine. But almost an equal number of people say that is a load of trash as a motorcycle. There's a reason it didn't sell well. I'll start off a little bit here from William. Freddie, that Suzuki SV1000, go out and buy one. Are you having a laugh, Freddie? They didn't christen that thing the Widowmaker for nothing. An engine that pulled like a train in a frame and suspension made of chewing gum that wanted to kill you the first encounter you had with a bend. You can have my share of that, William. Then, continuing from this, Blademan's W. The SV1000 isn't, and never has been, the Widowmaker. That was its forerunner, the Suzuki TL1000S, sometimes called TLS1000. It became known as the Widowmaker due to a combination of very sharp steering angle and the new idea of a rotary rear shock, which had incorrect damping rates. Suzuki's answer was to factory recall it and fit a non-adjustable steering damper. But this only masked the issue, and the damage was already done. I've owned one since 2004 and replaced the non-adjustable steering damper with an adjustable one, and replaced the rotary damper, beep, with a proper shock, which actually fixes the head-shaking tank slapper issues. Remember that, head-shaking tank slapper issues. This is coming from an owner of the bike. I rode a brand new Suzuki SV1000 in 2005 on test, and it was a lovely bike, but nowhere near as angry as the TLS. Let's take a look at this. Who would like to own a Widowmaker? This sounds like a ridiculous question, but I'm sure I'm not alone in having an almost macabre interest in these kind of bikes. The second you call, you know, an old Porsche the Widowmaker or a motorbike a Widowmaker, immediately levels of intrigue are through the roof and I must know more. So TL1000S or TLS1000, produced from 1997 to 2001. Remember, the SV1000 came out in 2003, so this was the predecessor to that bike. 1000cc, V-twin, aluminium frame, 125 horsepower. You realise this bike was such a beast that it had more horsepower than the successor, than the SV1000 with, I think, 118 horsepower. So this predecessor was such a beast, Suzuki decided to tame it down for the SV1000. I remember when I got my Triumph Speed Triple, I got it in, I think, 2012, something like that. Big, super naked, 130 horsepower. And this model of bike, I think, came out in 2005. And this was a beast. I had more horsepower than anyone I knew, 130. But this bike, the Speed Triple that I had, it came out a full 8 years after this V-twin 1000cc monster of a Suzuki. So when this came out in 1997, with 125 horsepower from a 1000cc V-twin, proper widowmaker. I like this, what Google AI says. The Suzuki TL1000S is a 97-2001 V-twin sports bike, known for its powerful engine and reputation as a widowmaker. It's characterized by a 1000cc V-twin engine, an aluminium trellis frame, and a unique rotary damper in the rear suspension. While powerful and capable, it gained notoriety for handling issues, particularly head shake and instability, leading to a steering damper recoil. MCN say this about the Widowmaker: the Suzuki TL1000S is a motorcycle which has become the Freddy Krueger of biking. You can go fast on the TL1000S if you know what you're doing and take time settling the bike suspension, or setting the bike suspension, I should say. But the Suzuki TL1000S will always retain the ability to scare the pants off you occasionally. Tempted? Let's have a look and see what I've found. Facebook Marketplace, these are pretty rare now. I don't want to guess why they're rare, so let's just park that. You know, these range in price from 1,750 all the way through to £4,000. They're pretty desirable. I'm going to go for this one. £3,000, lovely looking one, 1998 model, so just a year after it came out. You know, you realize with these bikes, does it make it cool, or is this me being ridiculous? For these to be survivors, they would have had to go through the first owner buying these bikes of, let's say, in 1997, 98, 99. And the people that would buy these bikes, named the Widowmaker, they would have had to be special kinds of characters to decide, you know what I want? I want a bike with a notoriety in its handling ability and its brutal power. That's the bike I think I'm going to put my hard-earned cash on. So this bike would have had to survive someone who may not have had, or who may have had a few screws loose in the beginning, and then all of the subsequent owners, and somehow there are still some survivors. And look at this one. Hi, selling or swapping my Suzuki TL1000S. The reason I'm 6'6" tall and a little bit too heavy, it's just too small for me, but what a lovely bike. Had the full Maxton conversion front and rear on the suspension. Sounds like you need to do that so you don't kill yourself. Full service history, folder of receipts, new chain, hugger, will swap for the right bike. I tell you what, if you do want one of these, that is a superb example. I think that's a little bit of history. I really like it. Moving on, 10 years away and straight in at the deep end. This is from Flow State. Freddie, after 10 years off a bike, due to life responsibilities and losing part of myself, I finally found the courage to get back on two wheels. I didn't just pick up an old hobby. I picked up a version of myself that I thought was buried. My first trip back wasn't just any ride. I chose the Stelvio Pass, one of Europe's most iconic routes, with its 48 hairpin bends and breathtaking scenery. It was an unforgettable experience. I chose to do this on a Kawasaki Z1000SX 2018 model, which I bought for 9,000 euros, with 36,000 kilometers on it. And already 7,000 kilometers further, I didn't have to add a single drop of oil. The fuel consumption is roughly 5.6 liters per 100 kilometers. It's impressive. It's an economic, versatile machine. I can do everything with it, from touring to canyon carving, and I highly recommend these bikes for everyone. I documented this new journey, hoping it might resonate with others stuck behind or stuck between what they love and what life demands. That's Flow State with his YouTube channel there. flow state the picture that you've got taken by a professional photographer. I bet you I know who this professional photographer is, because you decided on your first trip back in 10 years to do notoriously one of the most difficult bends in Europe. Let me get this up now. There is a page on Instagram and it's called Kanya Photo, and he almost exclusively focuses on taking photos from this one bend, which I believe is the Stelvio Pass. Tell me if I'm wrong. And the amount of bikers that fall during this bend is crazy. He often calls these Crazy Passo della Stelvio, and he just documents different people falling. Here's one example. It's just full of these, this kind of bend. And no, don't do it. Oh, and you're watching, and why is it so addictive? I could go on and on with this kind of stuff. No. Coming round, one more. No, don't put your feet, you've got to keep going. And And here he's coming around the bend, but he's stopping every time. Oh, why is it so addictive watching these things? So well done. I keep going off tangent. Flow state, well done for conquering that and your first ride back in 10 years. On now, old school DNA in a modern package. This is from Sir Osis of Liver. I get it where Jim was going last week with regards to the old excess 360. But adding the Duke, the new KTM Duke 390 in the comparison would have really set the cat among the pigeons. It's lighter, more powerful, with similar size fuel tank and wheelbase, far better adjustable WP suspension and Bibre ABS brakes. The same could be largely said of the Kawasaki Z400S, with the added bonus of being dead reliable and from a financially stable company. Of course, the Duke and the Z don't look like they've just been rescued from a layer of dust in a great uncle's long forgotten shed. Okay, this is from Jim over in the US last week, who shared a pic of his old Kawasaki XS360. And with that, Jim made a little chart of the Yamaha XS360 compared to the brand new bikes of Royal Enfield, Honda, and BSA. And Jim said, take a look at this. The Yamaha, which is 50 years old, compares more than favorably with today's competition 50 years on. But why don't we now compare a bike that is specifically designed to be agile and focused and performance orientated? Let's take a look at the KTM 390 Duke. So, popular, lightweight, sporty motorcycle known for agility and punchy performance. That's from Google. KTM described this on the website as the corner rocket, 400cc, 45 horsepower, 6-speed, and I'm saying this while keeping up their chart from last week so you can see how it performs. Single cylinder and 165 kilos weight. Let me translate here, metric and imperial, or imperial to metric. We've got the torque, 39 newton meters of torque, or I should say 27 to 29 pounds foot of torque goes to 39 newton meters of torque, and importantly, weight. 363 pounds is what the KTM weighs, and in kilos, that's 165 kilos, but I'll give the KTM a bit of leeway here because that's fully fueled. And I don't know if we can say that about all the other bikes in this list here. So you could even reduce another 5 to 8 kilos for the KTM here, meaning this bike is the KTM compared to every single bike here in this chart. Yeah, it blows them all out of the water. So thank you for highlighting that for me. It's also nice to see little bikes like this KTM. They seem to be a really focused package, and it shows that even with all of the regulations, the safety stuff, the emission stuff, still possible to make bikes like that. Well done, KTM. If you are interested in one of these, I've found that you can get the slightly older model of these. So you may have a couple less horsepower, but you can get them just under £2,000. That's going to be a lot of fun for £2,000. Does KTM have the longevity? Can they do the high mileages? That remains to be seen, but there you go. No doubting at all. I don't think anyone would argue with this. KTMs, if we're just talking about pure fun, surely nothing would beat KTM just from pure fun. On now, Harley CEO from my discussion last week. I said I don't think the CTO is the right, or the CEO, I should say, is the right choice. They're not being brave enough. It's just a corporate decision who's got experience working in another big company, who's grown that company. But what about the soul? What about finding someone who's got a real, genuine, deep, deep talent, or a deep understanding, a deep passion for Harley-Davidson? Someone who would live and breathe trying to save this brand, resurrect the brand, and push it on in a positive direction. I just think there needs to be some level of passion, but maybe that is my delusion. I'll read out a few people's opinions here. This is from Michael. Freddie, when I was carrying out market research as a postgraduate student for Harley-Davidson UK, the UK managing director asked me what bike I ride as one of the first questions. The second question was, why don't you ride a Harley-Davidson? That's the point. In theory, you don't need to be a biker for the job, but in reality, you have to be in order to understand the market dynamics. Under her leadership in the 1990s was a huge time in the UK for Harley-Davidson. Now, this is the thing. When I was reading the hobbies of the new CEO of Harley-Davidson, not one mention of motorbikes. I don't think he's got a motorbike license. He doesn't ride motorbikes. He has no passion in motorbikes. Yes, I'm sure he's a good businessman, but a brand like Harley, I feel you have to have a passion for the brand. Just to give it some balance here, Royden says, I don't believe the CEO needs to be a biker to get it right. He just needs to surround himself with a phenomenal team and listen hard to the dealerships and the customers. Jag replies to this. The person steering the ship has to love the sea. I love that saying. That's brilliant. Only motorcyclists know where Harley needs to be. It's gonna be a disaster. Now, bike of the week. This is from Terry. Freddie, another often overlooked 1000cc V-twin is the Honda VTR Firestorm, which is a cracking bike too and can be picked up for very cheap money at the minute. I've had mine for about 5 years now. It's 110 horsepower at the crank, 192 kilos dry weight. They do benefit from a fork spring swap to firm up the front. But what a bike! The biggest carburetors ever fitted to a production motorcycle at 2x48mm Kaihin CV with a pair of Art silencers. They sound awesome. Terry, I like this very much. Really good looking bike. Honda VTR 1000 Firestorm. So they made these from 1997 to 2005. I've got here on MCN 97 horsepower, 193 kilos. MCN say this about the bike, a superb used buy, very popular with owners. The humble Honda VTR 1000 Firestorm has become a superb used bet for those wanting a 100 horsepower thumper for getting their weekend thrills. Arguably less desirable than the Suzuki, fun enough, listen to this, arguably less desirable than the Suzuki TL1000S, the Widowmaker. But the late 1990s was the era of V-twin sporty monsters. This is just so of its time, isn't it? You look at the Suzuki I mentioned and now this Honda. These are really special bikes when you're combining pretty monstrous levels of power in huge 1000cc V-twin engines. You get the character of the V-twin with in some situations, crazy levels of fear factor wrapped up in the most 1990s looking package. I think these look excellent. What have I found to wrap it up for bike of the week? £1,800. In fact, these can go to okay money, £3,000, £2,500 or so. But I like this one, 1997, so the first year of production, £1,950, reduced to £1,800, listed 2 months ago, so these do not sell quickly. In fact, Terry, you're bang on right. You can get them for cheap money. Even at 1.8K, this still hasn't sold. Selling on behalf of a neighbor, Honda VTR 1000 Firestorm, bought the bike in 2022, garaged since ownership, good runner, starts and rides as it should, new battery, yeah, everything's done. Overhauled the front brake calipers, carburetor tuned by Reynolds Motorcycles, 13,000 miles on the clock. It's a real chapter within motorcycling history. And I'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching. Goodbye to Belvedere. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll see you in the next one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.